Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. Brandon Cole here. Your daily dose of calm in the midst of all the chaos. You know that feeling, right? Like the world's constantly spinning faster, throwing curveballs left and right, and you're just trying to keep your head above water? Well, I'm here to tell you there's a superpower we all have within us that can help us navigate this crazy ride, self-love. It's not about being narcissistic or always putting yourself first, it's about recognizing your worth, embracing your imperfections, and treating yourself with the same kindness and compassion you'd offer a dear friend. Think about it, how often do we beat ourselves up over mistakes, compare ourselves to others, or hold ourselves back because of insecurities? That inner critic can be brutal, but guess what? It doesn't have to run the show. We can choose to rewrite that narrative and cultivate genuine self-love, which is ultimately about acceptance, accepting who you are, right now, with all your quirks, strengths, and flaws. So, how do we actually go about this whole self-love thing? Let me give you 5 key takeaways to get you started. First off, ditch the comparison game. Ever feel like everyone else's life is picture perfect on social media? Remember, those carefully curated posts only show a glimpse of reality. Comparing yourself to others is like comparing apples and oranges. You're unique, with your own journey and experiences. Focus on your own growth, celebrate your wins, big and small, and remember that everyone has their struggles. Second, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer a friend going through a tough time. We all make mistakes, we all stumble along the way. It's part of being human. Instead of berating yourself for setbacks, acknowledge them, learn from them, and move forward with grace. Imagine talking to your best friend who just messed up. Would you tear them down or offer words of encouragement? Be that supportive voice in your own life. Third, cultivate gratitude. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things, big and small. A warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a heartfelt conversation with a loved one. These little moments can bring so much joy. When you focus on what you're grateful for, it shifts your perspective and opens your heart to more positivity. Fourth, prioritize self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are awesome. It's about taking intentional actions that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Get enough sleep, eat nourishing food, move your body in ways you enjoy, spend time in nature, engage in activities that bring you joy. These things all contribute to a sense of well-being and self-love. And finally, remember that self-love is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, moments of doubt and uncertainty, but keep practicing those self-compassionate skills, keep celebrating your wins, and keep showing yourself kindness. You are worthy of love, you deserve happiness, and you have the power to create a life filled with joy and fulfillment. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You're gearing up for an important presentation at work, your heart is pounding, your palms are sweating. It's totally normal to feel those butterflies in your stomach. But instead of letting those nerves take over and sabotage you, what if you took a moment to practice some self-compassion? Maybe whisper a few encouraging words to yourself, like, I've got this, or I am capable, or even just, this is an opportunity for growth. You acknowledge the fear but choose not to let it define your experience. That's the power of self-love. It allows you to face challenges with courage and resilience, knowing that you are worthy of success, no matter the outcome. It's about showing up for yourself, even when things get tough, and believing in your ability to navigate through any storm. Remember, cultivating self-love isn't about becoming egotistical or demanding special treatment. It's about recognizing your inherent worth and treating yourself with respect, kindness, and understanding. It's a journey of continuous growth, self-discovery, and acceptance. So start by practicing those key takeaways. Ditch the comparison game, practice self-compassion, cultivate gratitude, prioritize self-care, and remember that you are worthy of love. Now go out there and spread some love, starting with yourself. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little dose of self-love encouragement. Until next time, stay calm, stay kind, and keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes.
If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.